But then, on Saturday, the New York Times reported that Mexico agreed to take these border actions months before Trump announced the tariff deal. So, the threats of tariffs, the negotiations, the deal itself, were all fake. It was like some sort of theater. In this case, The Lion King. Let's pretend. Specifically, the Times reported that the centerpiece of Trump's deal was an expansion of a program to allow asylum seekers to remain in Mexico while their legal cases proceed. But that arrangement was reached in December. So Trump is just taking credit for deals that were already in place.
I'm also proud to announce that the Berlin Wall is coming down. The hostages have been released by Iran, and I have purchased Louisiana from France.
According... According to the Times, Mexico also agreed to deploy its National Guard to its southern border, but the Mexican government had already pledged to do that in March during secret talks in Miami with Kirstjen Nielsen. Evidently, those talks were so secret, even Donald Trump hadn't heard about them. But you know what they say, ignorance is president. If all of this stuff had already been agreed to, then why the negotiations? One CNN analyst thinks that the deal with Mexico was mostly about saving presidential face. Trump also tweeted,
Mexico has agreed to immediately begin buying large quantities of agricultural products from our great patriot farmers.
Believe me, Mexico's paying for the wall, okay? That's it.
If I win, if I become president, Mexico will pay for the wall.
And by the way, Mexico will pay for the wall. They will pay for the wall. That I can tell you.
Mexico's going to pay for the wall. They don't know it yet. They don't know it yet. They're starting to have a very good idea, but that's okay.
And Mexico's going to pay for the wall, and they'll be happy to do it.
It's no surprise that on Saturday, Mexican officials said that agricultural trade hadn't been discussed. But he said it was discussed. Is Trump holding negotiations with imaginary friends?
Senor Mexican Secretary, your country must buy more corn and soybeans from the United States.
Sorry.
After this report, Trump was not happy. Winesplaining,
if President Obama made the deals that I have made, both at the border and for the economy, the corrupt media would be hailing them as incredible and a national holiday would be immediately declared with me, despite our record-setting economy, and all that I have done, no credit.
No, it's true. It's true. Trump gets no credit. That's why he had to borrow the money from the Russians. Trump is taking a very hard line on China. Yesterday, he threatened to slap tariffs on another $300 billion of Chinese exports to the United States if China's leader Xi Jinping doesn't meet him at the G20 in Japan. China has responded to Trump's tariffs with their own tariffs on a lot of U.S. agricultural products. Now, you would think that not buying our corn and our soybeans would be hard on our farmers. But Trump says, no.
The best thing that ever happened to the farmers is me. The farmers are my best friend. Nobody has treated the farmers better than Donald Trump.
I've treated the farmers so well with a job here and a job there. Here a job, there a job, everywhere a job. I'm sorry, did I say farmers? I meant strippers.
Then Trump defended his immigration deal with Mexico. Here's the thing, though. Trump insisted that there were more new, great things in the deal, tweeting,
more importantly, some things, dot, dot, not mentioned in yesterday's press release, one in particular, were agreed upon that will be announced at the appropriate time.
Mexico's foreign minister said that no secret immigration deal existed between his country and the United States. Trump just loves to make huge promises on behalf of Mexico without asking them.
We're going to build a wall, and Mexico's going to pay for it. Also, we have a secret deal with Mexico that's going to stop all illegal immigration. And on Cinco de Mayo, if you're a good girl or boy, Mexicans will come down your chimney and put tortillas under your pillow in exchange for your baby teeth, which they then put in the maracas.
So today, Trump answered his doubters in a way that I think deserves that we just take a moment. Every so often, you have to take a moment, like I'm asking you to do right now, to appreciate what a bizarre person is leading our country. Just take a moment before we do this. Cleanse your palate with the thought of any other president doing anything like this.
That's the agreement that everybody says they don't have. So, no, because I'm going to let Mexico do the announcement at the right time. From Mexico, they want to go through, but here's the agreement. It's a very simple agreement. This is one page. This is one page of a very long and very good agreement.
Look, if I don't have a secret agreement with Mexico, then how do I have this people's paper right here? How do I have a piece of paper that I will not read to you, okay? Okay, and here's Middle East peace right here. It smells so fantastic, like this. Is that, yes, peace right there. There you go, all right. Okay, we got the Mexico deal, we got Middle East peace, and hold on, the Colonel's secret recipe right here. Just 7 herbs and spices.
I just give you my word. Inside here, and I would love to do it, but you will freeze action it, you will stop it, you will analyze it, every single letter you'll see, but in here is the agreement.
Well, the Washington Post did freeze action it, and you can actually read what it says. Once again, Trump is foiled by his arch nemesis, sunlight and reading. Washington Post analyzed it, and here's what it says. Mexico hereby promises to provide asylum to any U.S. president fleeing the FBI, shall hide him under the name Donaldo El Guapo Trumpistador, and furnish him with unlimited chalupas. Wow.
That's what it says.
It's all right there.
Okay, it's not what it says. Actually, it says a bunch of stuff, kind of boilerplate, about Mexico having 45 days to address the flow of migrants, but there's nothing in there that's a secret thing that we haven't heard about before. And as the Post puts it, it's unlikely the letter has extensive guidelines for what the deal entails, given that there is only 1/3 of a sheet of paper above the one visible paragraph.
Wrong. That's the secret 1/3, okay? It's got everything on there. The Mexico deal, my tax return, the true color of my face. It's Sherman Williams, 405, beached squid.
Now, for some reason, the press continued to play along with the agreement Trump definitely had.
This will go into effect, and it's my option. It's not Mexico's, but it will go into effect when Mexico tells me it's okay to release it.
So, it's Trump's option that Mexico will tell him when it's okay for him to release it. What would you say about someone who phrases it like that?
I think he's the weakest mentally.
I think it's time we stop, children. What's that sound? Everybody look what's going down.
Speaker Pelosi now apparently telling senior Democrats she'd like to see Trump behind bars. Based on no actual crime, she wants a political opponent locked up in prison. That happens in banana republics, beyond despicable behavior. And by the way, they would literally turn, in many ways, the USA into a country we no longer recognize.
Okay, so put a pin in that. It sure would, Sean. And just in case irony really is dead, we wanted to get on the record with this headline. Remember when the New York Times revealed that Donald Trump tried to ask the Justice Department to prosecute Jim Comey and Hillary Clinton? It was a move foreshadowed at his MAGA rallies. They chanted, lock her up.
Tell you what, for what she's done, they should lock her up.
She deleted the emails. She has to go to jail.
I think Hillary is very weak. I think she's pathetic. I think she should be in jail for what she did with her emails.
The Mueller report came out, and the afternoon it came out, I sat down and started reading it. And I read it all afternoon, and I read it all night, and I read it into the next morning, all 448 pages. I got to the end, and there were three things that are just, man, there's no avoiding them. Part one, a hostile foreign government attacked our 2016 elections for the purpose of getting Donald Trump elected. Part two, then-candidate Donald Trump welcomed that help. And part three, when the federal government tried to investigate part one and part two, Donald Trump, as president, delayed, deflected, moved, fired, and did everything he could to obstruct justice. If he were any other person in the United States, based on what's documented in that report, he would be carried out in handcuffs. Now, I get that this is politically tough. I get it. But some things are bigger than politics.
This is the kind of evidence. We've got this breaking in the last hour. We're going to hear a tape. It was a phone call between the president's former lawyer in the Mueller investigation, John Dowd. It was a voicemail that he left on the cell phone or landline for Mike Flynn's lawyer. It sounded a whole lot like dangling a pardon or trying to influence testimony.
Hey, Rob. This is John again. Maybe I'm sympathetic. I understand your situation, but let me see if I can't state it in starker terms. If you have, well, it wouldn't surprise me if you've gone on to make a deal with, and work with the government. I understand that you can't join a joint defense. That's one thing. If, on the other hand, well, there's information that implicates the president, then we've got a national security issue, or maybe a national security issue, I don't know. Some issue we've got to deal with, not only for the president, but for the country. So, then we need some kind of heads up. Just for the sake of protecting all interests, if we can, without you having to give up any confidential information. So, and if it's the former, then, remember what we've always said about the president and his feeling toward Flynn. That still remains, but in any event, let me know, and I appreciate your listening and taking the time. Thanks, Paul.
President Trump was asked, if a foreign government offers him information on his opponent, will he accept that help from a foreign government or a foreign national? Will he call the FBI?
Your son, Don Jr., is up before the Senate Intelligence Committee today. And again, he was not charged with anything. In retrospect, though,
by the way, not only wasn't he charged, if you read it, with all of the horrible fake news, I mean, I was reading that my son was going to go to jail. This is a good young man, that he was going to go to jail.
In June of 2016, just months before the election, Don Jr. received an email from a business associate promising dirt on Hillary Clinton from the Russian government. Don Jr.'s response, if it's what you say, I love it. The conversation led to a meeting in Trump Tower that included the president's son, his son-in-law, Jared Kushner, and a Russian lawyer. Don Jr. insists nothing came of it. And special counsel Robert Mueller concluded there was not enough evidence to charge a conspiracy between the Trump campaign and Russia.
And then the report comes out, and they didn't even say, they hardly even talked about it.
Should he have gone to the FBI when he got that email?
Okay, let's put yourself in a position. You're a congressman. Somebody comes up and says, hey, I have information on your opponent. Do you call the FBI?
I don't think it's coming from Russia, you do.
I've seen a lot of things over my life. I don't think in my whole life I've ever called the FBI. in my whole life. You don't call the FBI. You throw somebody out of your office. You do whatever.
Al Gore got a stolen briefing book. He called the FBI.
Well, that's different. A stolen briefing book. This isn't a stolen. This is somebody that said, we have information on your opponent. Oh, let me call the FBI. Give me a break. Life doesn't work that way.
The FBI director says that's what should happen.
The FBI director is wrong.
Your campaign this time around, if foreigners, if Russia, if China, if someone else offers you information on an opponent, should they accept it or should they call the FBI?
I think maybe you do both. I think you might want to listen. There's nothing wrong with listening. If somebody called from a country, Norway, we have information on your opponent. Oh, I think I'd want to hear it.
You want that kind of interference in our elections?
It's not an interference. They have information. I think I'd take it. If I thought there was something wrong, I'd go maybe to the FBI. If I thought there was something wrong.
President Trump said, you don't call the FBI. Those were his exact words. You don't call the FBI. That's what he said. He also said, I think I'd want to hear it. Those were his exact words. I'd want to hear it. Meaning he'd want to hear exactly what the foreign national or foreign government was actually illegally offering him. Here's what federal law says about this. It shall be unlawful for a foreign national directly or indirectly to make a contribution or donation of money or, this is the important part, other thing of value, or to make an express or implied promise to make a contribution or donation in connection with a federal, state, or local election. That law also says it shall be unlawful for a person to solicit, and here's the president's role in this, accept, that word accept, solicit or accept or receive a contribution or donation from a foreign national. President said he would accept it.
There was sort of a theory out there that you could make somewhat credibly that the president, not just in his public comments, but in the way the White House was sort of stonewalling nearly every single request from Congress, that they were basically sort of trying to double dog dare Democrats into impeaching the president. And so the truth is the president is a little impeachment curious. There's parts of it that he finds intriguing. But at the end of the day, just about everyone I talked to said, President Trump does not in any way actually want to be impeached.
We all know how the story ends. It's just a matter of how many pages before we get there.
Thanks for the song this week from
Buffalo, Springfield,
Diane,
Ross,
the magnetic
fields,
friends,
golden earring,
and thanks to
Sarah Sanders, Rudy Giuliani, Rod Serling, Ari Melba,
Michael
Moore,
Jimmy
Kimmel, Mike Wheeler, Dean Piers, Morgan Stephen Colbert, Sean Hannity, Nicole Wallace, Elizabeth Warren, Dowd Lawrence,
George
Stephanopoulos,
Ashley
Parker, Eric Swalwell.
The preceding show was recorded at Wavefarms WGXC in the Hudson Valley in New York State.
WGXC is made possible in part by the generous ongoing support of Bill Mancini and Bernadette Powis of Kinderhook, New York. WGXC's sustaining supporters are among the station's most dedicated listeners. They care deeply about creative community radio, and their investment helps to sustain WGXC as a public platform for information, experimentation, and engagement in Greene and Columbia counties. You too can become a sustaining supporter by going to wgxc.org/donate and designating an amount of your choosing. Thank you for your support.
You've tuned in during our Testify pledge drive, and we're asking you to testify. Step right up and testify. Tell us what you think about the radio, what should be on the radio, what could be on the radio, what is on the radio, what isn't on the radio. Make a pledge at wgxc.org/donate, 518-697-7400, and don't forget to tell your whoever you call or type in one of the fields what your favorite show is on WGXC, what you tune into on WGXC, what you wish was on the radio, what could be on the radio, what you'd like to hear on the radio, because we want your feedback. And we also need your pledge to keep all this on the radio, to keep the sounds of the flora and the fauna, of the seniors and the young people on the radio, all ages, all types, all voices, all different sounds and styles, all different kinds of viewpoints delivered to your car stereo, delivered to your cell phone, delivered to your computer, delivered to your transistor radio at 90.7 FM and WGXC.org. WGXC is not just a radio station, but a media platform for all different types of local voices. We put town meetings on our website, live web streams of local town meetings like the town of Catskill, the Columbia County Board of Supervisors, some Greene County Legislature meetings, some Hudson Common Council meetings. And we empower you to put other town meetings on the air with the WGXC app and the Wavefarm app available in the App Store for free. Trying to give you the tools to bring democracy to the Hudson Valley. As the other media outlets close, we try to put the tools into your hands so you can at least help restore some of the Fourth Estate protections, so that there aren't town meetings with absolutely no oversight, where no one knows what's going on. So these are usually available at WGXC.org. Sometimes they're on 90.7 FM when there's an important local community meeting about, say, the proposed ash dump in Catskill. We had those meetings on the air, and that project went away under the microscope and disinfectant of sunshine. That's what WGXC is, trying to bring a little sunshine into your life, a little sunshine into our local government, a little sunshine into your day. We're hoping that you will, right now, step up and testify.
Somebody ought to testify. Say for me.
Yes, we're hoping you will testify. Step right up and testify about the need for radio in your life. Yes. Do you want to keep the radio on? Please testify right now at 518-697-7400 or go online to wgxc.org/donate. That's 518-697-7400 or online at wgxc.org/donate to keep a soapbox open on that street corner there so you can step right up and have your say. Testify right now at wgxc.org/donate to keep a framework in place for the local community. You might not need it now, but maybe you'll need it tomorrow. You're in some kerfuffle with a neighbor, you get to have your say on the radio. You're putting together a fundraiser for your local community event, you can get it listed on the WGXC community calendar, announced on the air. You can get an interview about your local fundraiser on the air and let your neighbors know. This is the place to hear your friends and neighbors tune in to different points of view, some of the same points of view, and some points of view you absolutely disagree with. One of the great things about WGXC is there's always going to be something on the air at some time that you don't like. But we think there's going to be plenty of things that you do like too. It's a community smorgasbord. And you don't always have to have the mashed potatoes. You can leave them alone for somebody else. But you can have the asparagus. You can try that lovely salad over there, and the dressing is excellent. But this smorgasbord doesn't have has something for everyone, but you're not going to like everything. There's going to be things said on the air that you disagree with. There are things, shows that you don't like, the sounds that they make, the songs that they play, and you don't have to listen to them. You can use the WGXC app that's available for free in the App Store to rearrange the programs however you want, so you don't even have to listen to the shows you don't like. But that's up to you. The whole point of the community radio station is that it has all kinds of different members of the community. So we want you to step right up and testify Tell us what you would like to hear on the air. Tell us what you are missing, what show you don't like. Tell us whatever you think about the station at wgxc.org/donate. Make a pledge to keep 90.7 a permanent part of the Hudson Valley media landscape, a permanent place that local people can come and have their say on the radio. That's all we're trying to do here. We're trying to scale back these pledge drives. If you've noticed, we've changed the rules. They don't extend over. They're just 2 weeks long, and we get them over with and try to do it hard and fast. And what we're trying to do is eliminate them more completely by finding 500 local sustaining supporters. We've been at that effort for about a year now, and we're about halfway to our 500 goal. Just in the past couple of days, people from Ulster County, from Orange County, from Greene County, from Columbia County, from Nassau County, Dutchess County, have called and made a pledge at wgxc.org/donate or online at 518-697-7400. That's the number to call, 518-697-7400, or online at wgxc.org/donate. You can make a difference in your community. Make sure to keep all the boats rising, as WGXC is a forum for all different community nonprofit groups, charities, local businesses, arts groups, farmers, freelancers, and more. We're there for you. Be there for us at WGXC 90.7 FM. Go to wgxc.org/donate and make a difference in your community. Go to 518-697-7400. And be a part, be the latest sustaining supporter to keep WGXC on, to keep WGXC and community radio a permanent part of the Hudson Valley media landscape. Go to wgxc.org/donate or call 518-697-7400.
Hi, this is Chris France of Talking Heads, and you're listening to 90.7 FM WGXC, Accra.
WGXC underwriting support is provided by Velo Domestique Bicycle Shop. Professional bicycle services at 437 Route 295 in Chatham. Information at www.velodomestique.com. or 518-392-3010.
WGXC is made possible in part by the generous ongoing support of Elaine Shimono of Hudson, New York. WGXC's sustaining supporters are among the station's most dedicated listeners. They care deeply about creative community radio, and their investment helps to sustain WGXC as a public platform for information, experimentation, and engagement in Greene and Columbia counties. You too can become a sustaining supporter by going to wgxc.org/donate and designating an amount of your choosing. Thank you for your support.
The U.S. government's chilling crusade against Julian Assange and Chelsea Manning. I'm Amy Goodman, host of Democracy Now! With Dennis Moynihan in our weekly Breaking the Sound Barrier podcast. Congress shall make no law abridging the freedom of speech or of the press. So reads the First Amendment to the U.S. Constitution. Yet for the first time ever, a publisher is being prosecuted under the World War I era Espionage Act. Julian Assange, co-founder of the whistleblower website WikiLeaks, is facing 170 years in prison if he's extradited to the United States from the United Kingdom. The case could deal a monumental blow to the free press in the United States. The U.S. first charged Assange in April with attempting to help a U.S. Army whistleblower break into a military computer system, for which Assange would face up to 5 years in prison. Then, on May 23rd, the Justice Department released a superseding indictment, adding 17 espionage charges. The new charges, the New York Times editorial board wrote on the day they were announced, quote, could have a chilling effect on American journalism as it's been practiced for generations. It's aimed straight at the heart of the First Amendment, the Times said. The New York Times was one of many news organizations that partnered with the whistleblowing website in publishing material that it was provided anonymously. From its launch in 2007, WikiLeaks proved to be a reliable source for critical documentary evidence of corporate and government malfeasance. In 2007, WikiLeaks released a secret manual from the Guantanamo Bay prison, written in 2003, that instructed guards to deny prisoners access to the Quran and bar Red Cross visits in order to, quote, exploit the disorientation and disorganization felt by a newly arrived detainee, unquote, a violation of international human rights law. Not long after, the U.S. Army Counterintelligence Center produced a secret document, subsequently leaked to and released by WikiLeaks, that called WikiLeaks, quote, a potential force protection, counterinsurgence, operational security, and information security threat to the U.S. Army, unquote. In April 2010, WikiLeaks made international headlines when it released a video showing the indiscriminate targeting and killing of civilians in Baghdad. The video was recorded July 12, 2007, by a U.S. military Apache helicopter gunship and includes audio of military radio transmissions.
Hotel 26, Crazy Horse 18, have 5 to 6 individuals with AK-47s. Request permission to engage.
Light them all up.
Come on, fire.
Hey, Roger.
Two Reuters employees, Iraqi journalist Namir Nur Eldin and his driver Saeed Shammah, were killed in the attack, along with at least 8 other people. 2 children were critically injured. The radio transmissions show not only the utter callousness of the soldiers, laughing and swearing as they kill, but also the strict procedure they follow, ensuring that all of their attacks are clearly authorized by their chain of command.
Should have a van in the middle of the road with about 12 to 15 bodies.
Oh, yeah, look at that, right through the windshield.
Reuters had repeatedly requested information from the Pentagon related to the death of its 2 employees, but had received nothing. It took one brave whistleblower and WikiLeaks to reveal the horror of that helicopter attack, clear video evidence of a possible war crime. The whistleblower was eventually identified as Private Bradley Manning. Manning was jailed in solitary confinement in conditions the United Nations described as tantamount to torture, then prosecuted and convicted. Immediately after being sentenced to 35 years in prison, Manning announced a gender transition, changing her name to Chelsea. President Barack Obama eventually commuted her sentence, and she was released from prison in May 2017. Her ordeal was not over, however. In February 2019, she was called before a grand jury to testify about WikiLeaks and Julian Assange. She said she had testified fully during her 2013 court-martial and so refused to testify again. For that, she was jailed for 2 months. She was then called before a second grand jury, refusing to testify yet again. She's been imprisoned since May 16th. As for Julian Assange, he had been living in the Ecuadorian embassy in London since 2012, where he'd been given political asylum. He fled to the embassy fearful he would be extradited to the United States. On April 11th, British authorities entered the embassy and forcibly arrested him. He's now serving a 50-week sentence for violating the terms of his bail in a separate case. Nils Melzer, the United Nations Special Rapporteur on Torture, said after visiting Assange in the British prison where he's being held,
Mr. Assange shows all the symptoms of a person who has been exposed to psychological torture for a prolonged period of time.
Julian Assange was unable to appear in his most recent court hearing due to failing health. Ben Wisner, director of the American Civil Liberties Union's Speech, Privacy, and Technology Project, said of the new indictment, for the first time in the history of our country, the government has brought criminal charges against a publisher for the publication of truthful information. This is an extraordinary escalation of the Trump administration's attacks on journalism and a direct assault on the First Amendment. I'm Amy Goodman with Dennis Moynihan.
WGXC helps you sleep at night and stay awake in the daytime. Whether at work or play, in good times and in bad, no matter the weather, community radio brings you local news, agricultural information, music and sounds, oratory, and radio stews.
90.7 FM, WGXC.
If you're enjoying this show, that's great. But if you tune in during any given hour of WGXC music programming, you may hear obscure 60s pop or perhaps Scandinavian black metal, old-time country music, indie pop, or disco favorites. Whatever it is, familiar or brand new, I promise it will be unexpected and totally different from what you hear on commercial radio. Why is this? Because our WGXC DJs are fans, music writers, musicians, and more. They each bring unique interpretations of what makes good music into the booth for every broadcast. So don't expect to hear the same 50 songs playing all day, every day. Even if you don't always love what you hear, there's always the thrill of discovery. Have you ever heard a song on WGXC you would never hear anywhere else? What is it worth to have independent, rare, and unique music on the airwaves of Greene and Columbia counties? Support this uncommon variety by pledging your support. Tell us what you like and what you don't. Go online now at wgxc.org/donate or call me on the pledge line at 518-697-7400 to become a monthly supporter of the station now. Thank you.
And you're listening to WGXC 90.7 FM, WGXC.org on the internet, a podcast, TuneIn Radio, and all kinds of ways to listen. And one of the great things about WGXC is its music programming. And you can tune in pretty much any hour of the day in WGXC music programming. You're going to hear all kinds of things. You'll hear obscure 60s pop. You'll hear tunes related to TV programs, like we heard earlier in the day. You'll hear Scandinavian black metal, death metal, as we've heard on this show. You'll hear klezmer music. You'll hear jazz. You'll hear noise. You'll hear all kinds of things. But you won't hear what you won't hear is the same 50 tunes played over and over and over mindlessly by some computer. That's because everybody who works at the station who plays is a music programmer like myself. We're all fans of the music, and so we put our passion into our programming. And that's why community-supported radio like this is different than what you hear on 99.9% of all other stations. What you hear on WGXC is sometimes it's familiar, sometimes it's new. Mostly it's unexpected, and it's usually very, very different from other stations. So please, even if you don't always love what you hear, which is probably typical on this show, you know, hopefully you're enjoying the thrill of discovery, and you realize that that thrill of discovery actually translates into benefit to you. And if it does, please give generously to the station, or even give not so generously, but just please give. Means a lot to the station, means a lot to all of us programmers. We're all volunteers. As I said before, we're taking something that's a passion for us and putting it on air for you. You may not realize, but when I play tunes on this show, I've probably listened to 20 tunes before I've selected one that I think is worthy of your fine ears. So I have to wade through all kinds of dreck just to give you the good stuff. So it takes a lot of time, and all of our programmers do that. Because we care. We care about you. We care about what we put on the air. We care about creative community radio. And we care about keeping WGXC vital and sustainable. So please go to WGXC.org/donate and become a sustaining supporter. It's fast, easy, secure. Or call 518-697-7400 and donate over the phone, the old-fashioned way. Or if you want to be even more old-fashioned, just come to the station. You can come, meet us, see our digs, see the studios, and drop off some money. And that's here on Warren Street in Hudson at the First Presbyterian Church. So please help us out. Thank you.
with an open book beside, like you read in school. It's so easy, believe me, when you need fun. Is it raining in New York, down Fifth Avenue? And off Broadway after dark, I love the lights, don't you? I could walk you through the park. Spring, summer, whenever, winter through fall, I'd do anything to turn you on. I would leave you as you were.